This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Some residents are being allowed back into their apartments in Westminster after an explosion today destroyed a building at the Stratus Townhomes complex. There were two minor injuries. Authorities are worried about carbon monoxide in the area. This was the second explosion in Westminster in 2 days. Yesterday's blast in the Denver suburb destroyed a home, and one person was killed. Snow has closed the only highway that connects the tiny town of Silverton to the rest of the state. CPR's Tina Sieg says Highway 550 will stay closed until at least tomorrow.
For now, no one can come or go from the mountain community in southwestern Colorado, home to only a few hundred people. Lisa Schwantes with the Colorado Department of Transportation says CDOT's first goal is to reopen the highway southbound, allowing residents to travel to Durango.
So that those folks have the resources that they need, whether it's supplies, whether it's medical attention, that sort of thing.
But Schwantes has no idea when that will be possible and says that reopening the highway northbound to Ouray will take even longer. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver officials say anyone looking to get out of the cold overnight should go to the Lawrence Street shelter. Meanwhile, rec centers are designated as emergency warming centers during the day until tomorrow evening. Looking for more snow for the Front Range and the mountains tonight. Currently in Denver, it is 5 degrees, minus 10 wind chill. 8 degrees in Fort Collins, minus 5 wind chill. This is CPR News.